Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Thini. Union Minister for the Development of Northeastern Region, Donor Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya, yesterday chaired a meeting of the Consultative Committee pertaining to the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region at Parliament House Annex in New Delhi. The primary aim of the meeting was to review and discuss further strengthening of coordination under the provision of the 10% gross budgetary support for the Asta Lakshmi states of the Northeastern Region. Highlighting strong performance trends, Mr. Sindhya noted that since 2014, the average utilization of the 10% GBS has exceeded expectations, touching 104, 112 and even 114% in certain years. He also underscored the critical role of MPs in identifying impactful projects and assured them that the Ministry of Donor will continue serving as an effective bridge between states, central ministries and elected representatives. A high-level review meeting was held yesterday under the chairmanship of Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang at the Chief Secretary's Conference Hall to assess progress of projects implemented under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Donor, and the Northeastern Council, NEC. The meeting focused on long-pending and incomplete projects, some dating back over a decade. Deputy CM Zeliang stressed the urgent need for implementing agencies to accelerate work, highlighting that unused funds this financial year marking the end of the 15th Finance Commission could impact future allocations under the 16th Finance Commission. A total of 26 distressed projects under NESIDS, OTRI, NESIDS roads and NEC schemes were reviewed. The Deputy CM stated that the Ministry of Donor has directed that projects with released funds must either be completed or foreclosed with a full refund. Departments that committed to new deadlines were instructed to strictly adhere to them and accordingly communicate the final deadlines to the ministry. The review also covered 16 projects under NESIDS, OTRI spanning 7, including some sanctioned as early as 2003. Additionally, 5 pending projects under NESIDS roads and NEC were identified, with departments assuring completion within new deadlines. The National Health Mission, NHM Naglin, under the Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram, RBSK, yesterday signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Apollo Children's Hospital, Chennai, to provide screening and treatment of congenital heart diseases in children aged 0 to 18 years.
Under the MOU, NHM will organize screening camps and children requirement treatment will be referred to Apollo Hospital, Chennai. Costs will be covered under RBSK norms with any excess borne by the Apollo Hospital Charitable Trust. Free accommodation for one attendant per patient will also be provided. The agreement includes training for government doctors and support staff in pediatric cardiac care. The MOU was signed by Mission Director NHM Dr. Avilie Zhao and Unit Head of Apollo Children's and Women's Hospital Ms. Niranjani S. in the presence of Senior Manager Healthcare Services, Apollo Children's Hospital, Mr. D. Rajkumar and State NHM officials at the Office of Mission Director NHM in Kohima. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, the NHM Mission Director expressed gratitude to Apollo Children's Hospital for its initiative and expressed hope that the collaboration would benefit the people of Nagaland by improving access to specialized medical care and support services. NHM has similar partnerships with hospitals in Imphal and Guwahati to strengthen heart care services. In light of a potential influx of illegal immigrants from neighboring Assam, the Chumukedima District Village Councils Association has urged villages near the Assam border such as Ura, Murise, Sitrongse, Kieto and Dhansaripar to deploy volunteers and maintain round-the-clock vigilance along the Dhansari River, which serves as the interstate boundary. The association also appealed to all village councils in the district to prevent settlement of unregistered immigrants and to promptly report any such cases to the district administration. Calling on the state government, the association requested increased police patrolling along the Dhansari River banks and strict ILP monitoring at Shokovi railway station to curb illegal entry. It further urged all village councils to actively coordinate with the district administration to strengthen the ILP drive and to ensure its strict enforcement across the district. And the Department of Technical Education has released a provisional list of candidates selected to fill state reserve seats for MBBS, BDS, BVSC and AH and other medical courses for the 2025-2026 academic session. The selection is based on NEET undergraduate 2025 merit and is available on the department's website at dte.nagaland.gov.in. All provisionally selected and remaining eligible candidates are required to attend state counselling on 30th July at 10:30 a.m. at the Directorate in Kohima. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.